بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We begin by praising Allah Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, the Majestic, and we ask Him to send His blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and every single individual who embraces the prophetic path, the prophetic teachings with ikhlas, with sincerity, ila yawm al-qiyamah, until the end of time. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, I begin by reminding myself and then all of you all gathered here for Salatul Jum'ah to bring in a life of taqwa. And that is to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must do so during every single second of our lives if we wish to attain victory and success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. Our Maker, Azza wa Jal, He says in the Noble Quran, Wal Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr, Illa Alladhina Amanu Wa Amilu Salihat, Watawasaw Bil Haq, Watawasaw Bil Sabr. Allah starts off the surah, a short surah, a surah that you and I were familiar with, by taking an oath, by promising Wal Asr. Allah promises upon time. My dear brothers in Islam, quickly think, why do you and I promise? For example, when you are talking to someone, why would you promise? Why would you say, Wallahi, I will do this. Wallahi, I will pay you on this date. Wallahi, I will come. Or Wallahi, it is the truth rather. Why we promise is to add emphasis and to make the other person believe in us. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need to make us believe in Him? Is there a possibility of Allah lying? No. Allah speaks the truth. Then why is Allah promising upon time? When Allah promises upon anything in the Noble Quran, there are many things upon which Allah promises. Wash-shams, Allah promises upon the sun. Wal-duhaha, wal-duha, upon forenoon. Wal-layl, upon the night. When Allah promises upon something, it is to elevate the status of that thing and also to attach importance to that particular thing. This is why Allah promises. So Allah is promising upon time to highlight to us the importance of time. And I want to point out something very powerful, very beautiful, quickly. You see, in the Arabic language, I think you're familiar with this term. You would have heard the term zaman. Even in Urdu, in Hindi, the word zaman. Zaman means time. Allah did not use the word zaman here. Instead, Allah uses asr. Now asr is very specific. It's linked to the afternoon. That's why we have asr prayer. Asr, salatul asr. So why not, instead of zaman, why did Allah use asr? If you carefully analyze it, my dear brothers in Islam, zaman, which means time, is a neutral term in its neutral sense. But asr brings in a lot of urgency. The day is coming to an end. It's not just neutral time. It is for us to understand that, hey, you know what? Time is slipping through your fingers. You see the root, ayn, Sad, Ra, Asr. Another meaning is attached to this. If you go to the Arab lands, if you go to a restaurant, if you go to a vending machine, I'm sure those of you who have gone would relate to what I'm saying. You have something known as Asir in the Arabic language. What does Asir mean? Asir means juice. Asir, Burtukal, orange juice. Asir, that's the word. Same root. So what does asr mean? It literally means squeezing. Squeezing. The word squeezing. So it's almost as if you have time with you, but it's being squeezed. It's being squeezed. So when you squeeze an orange, what happens? Eventually you're left with no juice. You're just left with the dry fruit. Think of a wet cloth. When you twist it, water drops and eventually it becomes dry. There's no more water left. So similarly, you and I, we are being pressed. Everything is being extracted from us. Time is not just passing by, my dear brothers in Islam. It is pressuring us. We are under the weight of responsibilities. We are under the weight of what? Aging. If you are 35, you're thinking, oh, I'm 35. I'm 40. I'm 45, 50. Time is passing by very fast. Then you have deadlines. You want to achieve certain goals. So there is this extreme pressure on you to hit your goals, to hit your deadlines. So just as the juice is the essence extracted from the fruit, our deeds are the essence extracted from time that we have within us. I want to share a powerful story with you all. I want you to imagine this story. A pious individual from the past, he explains that once when I was walking through a marketplace, it was during the height of summer that I realized the meaning of Asr, Wal Asr. He says he was walking in the marketplace. It is the height of summer. The air is thick with heat. And in the marketplace, every merchant is shouting. If you go to Peta, if you go to certain bazaars, you have people trying to sell their merchandise. They're saying, you know, buy one, get one free, for example. Or this for this price, and so on and so forth. You have the vendors shouting out their wares and their deals and their trades and whatnot. So he can hear so many merchants shouting, but one voice cuts through the noise. It is not a voice of greed. Rather, it is a voice of desperation. He sees a man standing over a large block of ice. You see, in those days, there was no refrigeration. You had no refrigerators. Ice used to be brought down from the mountains, wrapped in straw, rushed to the city, and people would sell it. From the time the ice arrived in the marketplace, the ice began to melt, wither, and die. So the man was not just selling a product, he was pleading with the crowd. He kept crying out, Irhamu man yadhubu ra'su malih. Irhamu man yadhubu ra'su malih. Irhamu man yadhubu ra'su malih. Have mercy upon the one whose capital is melting away. Allahu Akbar. Have mercy upon the one whose capital is melting away. The Imam stops in his tracks. He realizes that this ice seller was the perfect living tafsir, explanation of Suratul Asr. The Ra'sumal, your capital, is the money that you start your business with. If you lose your capital, not the profit. You see, sometimes you go into a bad deal and you're able to recover your capital. Walillahi alhamd. But just imagine, if you lose your capital, you're bankrupt. For the ice seller, his capital is the ice. If he does not sell it now, it does not stay in the shop for him tomorrow. It turns into a puddle of water. It vanishes. So this is the loss mentioned in the noble Quran. Innal insana lafi khusr. Allah says, indeed mankind is in utter loss. If you don't understand the value of time, if you don't understand that your capital is melting away, and if you're not transacting to ensure that you're making the most out of your capital, then you are in loss. What kind of loss? Bankruptcy. In the sense you're losing your capital, the seconds that you have, the breaths that you have, every heartbeat, time is melting at every moment, my dear brothers in Islam. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, A'maru ummati, the lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years. only a few people surpass that. You know, let's do the math for us to understand this. 60 to 75 years. Let's go with an average of 65. Not everyone can guarantee that we're going to live till 65. If you're 35 today, you have no assurance whatsoever that you're going to hit 65. But let's say we go with 65. You see, adults are supposed to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep per day. 7 to 8 hours of sleep per day. If you sleep 7 hours a day across this average lifespan, you're going to be spending about 20 odd years, almost 21 to 22 years sleeping. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Think about it for a moment. From an average of 65 years, you're not held accountable until about 14 or 15 years. So 65 minus 15, just to make the math easy. How many years have you got left? 50 years. Of the 50 years, if you sleep about 20 years, how many years have you got left? 30 years you've got left. Work and school, or school and work, again you end up spending about 8 hours a day. Another 9-10 years go in studies and in work. So from the 30, you lose another 10, you're left with 20. Subhanallah. Eating, grooming, maintenance, commuting, traveling. Let's say you spend about 2 to 3 hours a day. Another 5 years go in that. You're left with 15 years. Now I want to give you one scary statistic. Subhanallah. You see, based on recent global data for 2026, the average person now spends approximately 6 hours on screens every day, on your mobile phone, on your iPad, in front of the TV, in front of the computer. You know, you have screen time on your device. You can go and check what your average screen time is. The data states that almost 6 hours per day is spent in front of screens. So if you do the math, this is a warning, my dear brothers in Islam. We end up spending almost about 10 to 15 years staring at our screens. 10 to 15 years scrolling TikTok, scrolling Instagram, watching YouTube, Netflix, season after season, episode after episode. You're spending almost 10 to 15 years in front of the screen. You know how long the 5 daily prayers take? If you take 15 minutes for each prayer, you're spending about 1 to 1.25 hours a day. Over 50 years, that is only 2.6 years in total. We are spending nearly 6 times more than that on our phones than we do standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 10 to 15 years in front of the phone, 2.5 years in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how time is going by. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. This is why Allah promises upon time. And He says, indeed mankind is at utter loss if he does not understand the value of time. My dear brothers in Islam, death can come to us at any time. Any time. In 2025, there were about 63 million global deaths. That averages to nearly 2 deaths every second. About 120 deaths every minute. This is not an exaggeration. The data is out there. It's just pure maths, pure numbers I'm giving you. Every second, 2 people are dying. While we are sitting here, souls are being taken. While we speak, families are receiving phone calls. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So and so has passed away. So and so has died. Whilst we are planning, I will do my tawbah later. I will turn to Allah later. Others are being wrapped up in their kafan. Think about it. since I began the khutbah, since you sat down for the khutbah, nearly maybe about 1,000 people have already died and entered Alamul Barzakh. While you are adjusting your seating, a second passes by. Pause for a moment, think, let it go down your system. 1 second. 2 people have died. Another second. 2 people have died. Another second. 2 people have died. The hard question, in the next second, it could be me, it could be you. Are we ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we ready? So this is why Allah points out, wal asr, by time, innal insana lafi khusr. Indeed, mankind is at utter loss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand the value of time. And may He help us to understand the value of time and make the most out of the time that we have with us, so that we do as many good deeds, preparing ourselves for the hereafter, preparing ourselves to meet Him Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our good deeds, and may He grant us all beautiful endings. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.